views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
And good morning, Shasta County. No, this is not Carl and Linda Bott. They are taking a much-deserved day off. I am Bob Belongi, your normal producer. Or, well, okay, nothing normal about it. Normally, I am your producer.
As normal as it gets.
Filling that role this morning, we have Bob Martin, and we are open phones for our first half hour, 605-4567. Anything you want to talk about, we are wide open this morning. And because one of the things, I'm having trouble bringing up the KCNR chat room at KCNR1460.com. It's working on Bob Martin's computer, but for some reason I have two different laptops in front of me, and neither one of them wants to get onto the chat room. So I'll be troubleshooting that. So Bob Martin will be relaying information over to me from the chat room. It's one of those things, you know. I come in and I was calling up the record searchlight page so I could get a little bit of information, maybe find a few topics to talk about, and now my computer doesn't want to work. So anyway, let's do it the old-fashioned way. What did we do on talk shows before we had computers? We talked, right? And we didn't necessarily text everything. I loved it, though, when I was doing a similar gig over at a now-to-be-unnamed radio station, that you'd be talking away on topic after topic, and the phones would be absolutely dead, which is always kind of a scary thing, and that's been known to happen here a time or two. But anyway, we're going to be having our Wells Fargo update in just a few moments, but whatever you would like to bring up, here we are with some beautiful springtime weather and what's arguably one of the greatest places to live in the country, in my never-to-be-terribly-humble opinion.
I feel a little silly because I didn't get the memo that Carl and Linda were not here, so I missed out on an opportunity for some great self-promotion on the news this morning. I did not know you and I would be hosting.
Well, it was a last-minute change. Carl and Linda are up in, I think it's Cedarville, taking a little break. There's a beautiful place up there where they like to go and sort of chill out a bit. And
Wells Fargo, sir.
We've got our market minute coming up in just a minute. But so they're taking the day off, and they very, very much deserve it. But topics that we can talk about, of course, everybody likes to talk about the weather. And my beautiful wife, Brenda, is, of course, a meteorologist, and which has nothing to do with rocks falling from the sky. Hail, maybe, lightning, maybe, things like that, but no rocks. That's somebody else's department. So why they call it meteorology, I don't know. She did explain it once. We also talk about home sales in Reading. I recently actually helped boost those numbers, my wife and I. We bought ourselves a house on the west side of town, and we're still settling in. Cardboard boxes everywhere. And let's see here. What else can we talk about? Of course, the increasing crime rate here in Shasta County. I'm a Shasta County boy, born, bred, raised, and except for a 9-year stint that I spent down in Southern California, this has been my home, and I'm proud to call it my home. And this is probably where I will spend, in all likelihood, where I'll spend the rest of my time. I thought Brenda and I discussed about maybe moving up to Oregon or something. But, you know, in spite of all the challenges that are faced by anybody who tries to make a living, you know, underline, highlight, exclamation point, in this state, it is still a great place to live. And speaking of great things, we're going to find out what is happening on Wall Street. Bob, who we got on the Wells Fargo Market Minute?
It's Susan Eastman this morning with our report, Bob.
Susan, what's going on the street?
Well, major averages are positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 103 points at 13,029. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1374. The Nasdaq Composite is up 7 points at 2,977. The three most active stocks trading this morning, Bank of America is up 2 pennies at $8.20. AT&T pushed higher up $1.03 at $31.64 per share. Ford positive 13 cents at $11.84. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Target's positive 12 cents at $56.73. Walmart's down 65 cents, trading at $58.88. Safeway's up a penny at $21.67. For commodities, gold is up $13.20 at $1,645 per ounce. Silver's positive 49 cents at $31. Crude oil up 93 cents, trading at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. Be listening for that Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on the home of Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, where it is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll be taking a break. Give us a call, 605-4567. Let us know what's on your mind, and we'll talk about it right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3, proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
He's from a small town, but he's got a big-time voice.
That's how I got to be this way. Yeah.
Justin Moore, April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. Bringing the party from the backwoods to the concert stage.
Charlie, have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
Justin Moore.
I'm proud to say I love this place. Good old smile. Town, USA.
April 25th, 7:30 at Wind River Casino Event Center with special guest Whiskey Dog, Justin Moore.
Can't even bait a hook.
Get tickets now by stopping by the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at windriver.com. April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. The new album, Outlaws Like Me, available now.
He can't even bait a hook.
Don't miss Justin Moore live. It's better on the river.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Bob Belongi guest hosting this morning along with Bob Martin, and my computer still does not work. Bob's computer work? What's up with that? We got Bob and Bob here, B squared.
Mine's usually the one that doesn't work, so very weird morning.
What did we do before chat rooms came along? Anyway, we talked on the telephone again, 605-4567, whatever you want to bring up. We can talk about housing. We can talk about the new juvenile hall. And that is a big step. That is something that this county has needed for a long time. And I know there's people saying, oh, my God, we can't spend money on anything, anywhere, anytime. Well, we need this facility because and this is doesn't have a thing to do with realignment. We have an increasing population. We're going to have a larger number of young people getting themselves into difficulty, and you don't just, you know, lock them up in a substandard place. And they've, to the county's credit, they've done everything they can, but that facility down there is starting to feel its age, and maintenance has been deferred for long enough. So the new facility, I think, is much needed, so we can talk about that. Home sales, mentioned that before the break. Prices are dropping dramatically, and now is the time to grab a bargain. We shopped for a house and found one that, from its original listing a couple of years ago, to the offer we made on it, was a significant drop in the amount of money, and we feel like we got a pretty good deal. And of course, there's people who say that, I wouldn't buy a house on a bet because it's only going to lose value. Well, you gotta live somewhere, and we added up what we would be paying in rent for my personal studio, plus what we were paying in rent and the money for our living quarters, and the money broke out about even. So we figured let's have a little bit of property along with it, and things are pretty likely to turn around. What do you think, Bob?
You've got to figure at some point it's going to turn around. Historically, that's the way real estate cycles have always gone. We're in an extra deep one this time around, but if you can afford to buy a house right now, by all means, go for it.
And you do get some tax advantages, and like I said, you got to live somewhere. And it's nice not having to share the walls. Now, we were living in an RV park in what's called a park model, which we're now sprucing up and getting ready to sell. And we were quite comfortable in that, but we were also renting a shop facility up on Airport Road, a 2,000 square foot shop. And that was running, and the rent kept going up on that. And why it is that the business property owners think that now is the time to jack up the rent. Yeah. But that was the lease we signed 3 years ago. But our rent was due to take another, I think, $100 a month increase for our business property. And we just looked at that and said, you know, now's the time to get a place to call our own. My commute to my second job, this is my morning job, but my commute to my studio is down the hall. And that, so there's a little bit of gas savings there. My morning trip to work is a bit shorter. Brenda's is a bit longer. We about broke even on that. So,
well, gas is certainly a consideration right now. Still hovering around $4 a gallon. Cheapest gas in Redding, $3.94 this morning. That's the word we had.
What do you think is going to happen over the summer with fuel?
I'm scared to death it's going to go to $5 a gallon, but a lot of it depends on what happens with the volatile situation in the Middle East, of course, and now they apparently are rerouting the Keystone Pipeline, so it is not going through that insensitive environmental area, the Sand Hills in Nebraska or whatever that's called, and whether Obama gives in and approves the Keystone Pipeline, that's doubtful, but there are a lot of factors that'll play into the price of fuel between now and the election.
I think I would have to agree with that. And but I'll tell you, oddly enough, this last couple of weeks out on the highway, I have seen more humongous Class A motorhomes. I mean, we're talking the $500,000 jobs. Cruising up and down the road, and I've seen more of them, and I checked my brother-in-law down in Arizona says they're selling them like mad because right now they've slashed the prices because they had this huge backlog of inventory, and that struck me as real interesting. So people are adjusting. They're saying, okay, it's not going to turn right around, so let's go out and have some fun anyway, and that's a big benefit for the North State because that's our lifeblood. We've got a full lake. We need to promote the living daylights out of this area and bring some dollars in. Right now, that's our ace card right now is to bring in visitors to the area who spend their money and then go home.
You raised an interesting point, talking about the housing. You raised an interesting point about the rentals a while ago. If indeed people can afford to buy a house and get the loan approval and of all of that, you'll often end up paying less on your mortgage than you are for apartment rentals in Reading right now. You're going to save money that way as
well.
The
key word there is if you can get approval, and I'm here to tell you.
Not an easy
task. No, not nearly as easy. I mean, used to be the requirement was having a pulse in order to get approved for a loan. Now you have to jump through, I'm telling you, the paperwork pile that we had to sign to get this loan. I thought I was going to be having to go in for, acupuncture therapy or something after we finished signing the loan documents. It was crazy. And real silly disclaimers and things like, you can't sue the realtor, because a tree grows and blocks your view. Apparently, somebody, somewhere, filed a lawsuit because a tree grew up and blocked their view, and therefore the person considered that to be a breach of contract. Maybe it was a branch of contract.
Apparently, the housing industry has not heard that we're moving toward a paperless society.
That would be a very fair assessment, because part of our loan terms changed, and so we had to sign the whole thing all over again. It's 20 after the, coming up on 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. Calls and comments, always welcome here at KCNR 1460. We'll be back with Free Fire Radio.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio with the Bob and Bob show this morning. And
love those fade-ups.
You know, you get so dependent on these computers, and both of them. I've got a MacBook Pro and a ToughBook, And neither one of them are letting me log on to the KCNR site. So I don't know if I've got malware or what. But it's funny how lost you get without these silly things. And so much of our broadcast equipment these days is web dependent, in that if the threatened super hack attack comes along, we'll be making things up as we go along. Might make us actually start working for a living again.
I might have to move the turntable over from the studio next door.
Yeah, there we go. That's how I started. You know, was spinning vinyl.
Yeah, me too.
Did you play Casey Kasem?
I did. American Top 40. I first ran that in 1978.
I think in our age bracket. I beg your pardon. I think in our age bracket, that was like everybody's first job, was running weekends, spinning Casey Kasem for American Top 40 on whichever local radio station. And I kind of miss those days. This is about as close to those days as I've experienced during my radio career. It's nice not having the corporate suits running around with their spreadsheets, which has been the case in local radio at most of the stations. Is that your experience too?
That has been my experience. I was just thinking if Obama is successful in shutting down talk radio, like Michael Savage has been talking about, we may go back to playing music
They have made that threat since the Clinton administration. That's when the Fairness Doctrine first really reared its ugly head. And I don't really see that happening. I see it being complicated, but I don't see talk radio being shut down in its entirety. The only thing that shuts down talk radio in its entirety is hosts who run out of things to talk about.
Actually, what Michael Savage said, he was talking about it with, he was on Laura Ingraham's show last week promoting his book. Laura's about the only other talk host who will have him on. That's what Michael Savage is claiming, that he's pretty much been blackballed by the industry at large. But he's saying that he, Laura, Sean Hannity, and Rush are the four targets of the administration, that they're looking to take those four out. But I don't know how they – well, I guess by sponsor boycotts perhaps, but or some nefarious executive order. That's what Michael Savage has been talking about for the last couple of weeks. You can hear him 3 to 6 every afternoon here on KCNR if you're not familiar with him.
So are you as confused about the outlook for various candidates? I'm not even sure who is running for what. And the ads that are already on the air this early in the election cycle. In some cases, I'm just scratching my head going, man, if it's this nasty in April, what's it going to be like just before the election, you know, the primary? Late May is just going to be ugly. And then come November, it's going to be brutal.
Negative advertising works. That's the primary reason people keep going back to that.
And everybody complains about it.
Everybody complains about it. It does drive up the negatives on candidates on both sides of the issues. We've seen that in the Republican primary. Everybody's negatives went up after all of the negative advertising started. But it's the card they keep going back to because research has shown that it works.
I guess you know, that's not a new phenomenon. People talking about. you know, oh, with all this new nastiness. You look at some of the newspaper articles from the turn of the 20th century, even the 40s and 50s thereabouts. Some of the stuff was just vicious, and a lot of libel lawsuits tamed quite a bit of that rhetoric. But I think we're back into a new cycle of meanness, and that's another topic too that we can talk about. If you noticed that humor has just gotten mean. I was watching Funniest Home Videos the other night, and most of the video clips were about somebody's extreme misfortune. Have you noticed that humor, mean, is the new funny?
There has been a mean-spiritedness. I've seen an increase of that. You notice it on the monologues on the late night talk shows as well. I've been aware of that for some time.
Yeah, it's not about, and of course politics has often been about don't look at what I'm doing, don't look at what I can do for you, rather look at how bad the other guy is, and you have to vote for me
because I'm not as bad as the other guy. And that's the kind of thing that has me reaching for the, the none of the above line on a ballot. I don't want to know how bad the other guy's doing. I don't need you to tell me how bad the other guy's doing. I got eyes. I can read the articles. I can figure that out for myself. Tell me what you can do for me, Mr. or Mrs. or Miss Candidate. I want to know what you're going to do for me. Don't tell me how bad the other guy's doing, because I can figure that out for myself. We'll be back.
The Fox Business Network. It's a mixed day for Wall Street. The markets are searching for direction as investors digest concerns about the U.S. economy and a solid round of corporate earnings from some big-name companies. Worries over the European debt crisis are also taking a toll on stocks, but at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 80 points. Here in the U.S., home prices fell more than expected in February. The latest Case-Shiller report shows prices for the 20-city index were down 0.8% from January. The housing market has continued to struggle despite lower home prices and interest rates that continue to hover around record lows. And Ford shares are revving higher following news of an upgrade. Fitch boosted the automaker's rating one notch to BBB-. That's the first step into investment grade. The ratings firm cites Ford's improved financial performance, balance sheet, and product portfolio over the past several years for that upgrade. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
In winter, we spend more time indoors, our windows are closed, and there is less fresh air to breathe. The air ducts keep circulating the same air around, the air containing a cough or sneeze or sore throat, dust and mites that have settled in, or pollutants from home chemicals. When was the last time your air ducts were professionally decontaminated? I mean really cleaned. Call for the flu season, relax, breathe easy, duct cleaning service. Flu season for professional air duct, dryer vent, and chimney service. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bob Belongi guesting for Carl and Linda Bott, who are off on a much-deserved break. And I have to apologize. If it sounds like I'm choking to death here, it's because my allergies decided to kick in a couple of hours ago. And this is the season, and anybody who suffers from pollen allergies probably understands where I'm coming from there. I mean, you'll be talking along, and next thing you know, it's just not a pretty sound, you know. So I apologize if I have to move away from the mic and make less than pleasant noises to try to get my voice back. So, do you have allergies?
I will try to be mindful of that and kill the mic at the appropriate time.
That would be good, because there's no reason to inflict this upon the listeners.
I am not normally bothered by allergies, but I actually am this year. This is like one of the worst years we've ever had for
The pollen counts are just astronomical. I have friends who pine pollen is a problem for them, and it's just off the scale. And
I guess it's the weird or the unique combination of weather we've been having for the last few months, dry followed by wet followed by dry.
let me tell you, my front lawn, now I have a lawn again. I had to go buy a lawnmower, and a lot of the property that I have is either rock or steep terrain or otherwise unmowable, so I'm going to have to invest in a new weed eater. But we do have a fairly flat area in the front lawn and the side lawn, and for the first time in I don't know how many years, I was out mowing my lawn. And by the way, I bought a Husqvarna lawnmower at Sears. Nice people up there, by the way. And I took this thing out of the box, added gas and oil, and gave kind of a, you know, when you first start a small engine, you kind of spin it through once. I gave the rope like this half-hearted pull, and the thing lit off. It was like, holy smoke. You know?
Usually when I do that, the rope breaks.
Yeah. No, this was just barely tugging on it, and the engine fired off. So I mowed my lawn, and it was good stuff.
You must be thrilled just to have a lawn.
Yeah, but on my schedule, it's very difficult to do the regular maintenance and things like that. But I think that, you know, for those of us who are real busy, you know, you get a lawn care service, but I think we're going to see that dropping off. Of course, that's going to ripple through the economy because there are companies that are very dependent upon that business. So, but if you live in a subdivision, of course, you are required to be keep your lawn up and things like that, or they will ding you on those CC&R fees, which is kind of a disappointment. And it sounds like we've got a call coming in, which is really, really good, because I'm flipping through the paper here, and with no internet, we're having some fun things to talk about. But anyway, we got Henry on the line.
Welcome to Analog Radio.
Hi, Henry, and pardon my allergies.
Henry?
Hello, Henry.
Yes, good morning. How are you this morning?
Wishing I had my Benadryl, but that would put me to sleep. What's up, sir?
Well, you were talking about the upcoming election. I have some opinions on that. First of all, I'm of the opinion that Mr. Obama set out to ruin the country when he got elected the first time.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets elected again, I think we're looking at a dictatorship. It's a situation that he's doing things that are unconstitutional. I'm not sure he's even qualified to be president for a number of reasons. I think you know that. I also understand that there are, in the New Jersey Supreme Court, they've got a case pending that will keep him off the ballot and possibly in other states. I'd like to hear your comments on that.
Well, I don't think thanks for your call, Henry. And, yeah, you make some interesting points. However, I think that I don't see it playing out that way. I think that our system that we have developed here in this country is more resilient than we give it credit for. People have been saying the sky is falling for decades, and it hasn't hit yet. Is it a little more challenging right now? You betcha. But I believe in the process, and that process is still there. It's also backed up by a very large citizenry that is still, quite honestly, armed to the teeth enough to keep them honest. And I don't see, you're assuming that the military forces would be absolutely zombie under the control if, in fact, the CIC were to say, I'm going to take over. I don't see that. I just don't see that playing out, not the way this country's put together. Bob?
Well, I think what has so many people like Henry uneasy is many people don't trust this administration to play by the rules when it comes to the electoral process. And Obama has already demonstrated himself to be somewhat of a hypocrite with all these executive orders he's been issuing after he complained about Bush doing the same thing in the 2008 campaign.
I think we need to be vigilant, but I don't think it's time to break out the guns and ammo quite yet. Because, and you hear people say, oh, we need to start the revolution now. No, that's a really bad idea. You look at places where that happened. Look at the former Soviet Union, and the populace wasn't even armed there, and they had a complete turnover in government. They went the other way. I don't, you know, people like to talk that talk about, you know, rise up and all that. No, you don't want that, because the gangs will fill the vacuum if the structure, and it's not a perfect structure. I'll be the first one to tell you that. But if the structure collapses, there's going to be something rushing into that vacuum. It's going to be armed gangs, and it's going to be a very ugly situation. I think that the best counter we can come up with, if you're not in agreement, I think that Obama has a steamroller going for his reelection. I don't think you're going to be able to stop it except by electing at the congressional level, ways to put roadblocks in his path.
Starting with the Republicans recapturing the Senate.
Absolutely. And I don't think that given the structure of the country and how spread out we are and the logistics, the sheer logistics, I mean, we couldn't even carry out a decent campaign against a very undereducated and poorly equipped insurgency. We couldn't even carry out a decent campaign against them. I tell you what, if this country really got riled up, we are capable of amazing things. Look at what happened at the outbreak of World War II.
Look at what happened after 9/11.
Absolutely. We got to take a break. What do you think? Give us a call. 605-4567. We're taking them here at KCNR 1460.
The home of Free Fire Radio.
How important is your family? Crime's rising in the city and the county, and many of us have taken a number of steps to protect our loved ones. Home alarms, security lights, threat awareness classes, and even buying a weapon. While all of these can assist in protecting our families, they can't if they're not used correctly. Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are offering an advanced pistol class for those who carry defensive weapons. The course will address safety, presentation, real-life scenarios, and extensive hands-on shooting practice with the weapon that you'll be carrying. A weapon used for defensive purposes is no good if you do not know how to use it correctly and safely. That's what this course will offer. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 and sign up for this May 5th and 6th class. Now, the class is limited to 10 people, so call now, 222-8222, and take that next step in protecting your family.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring,
and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Call Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
7:45 on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's the home of Espresso Joe's inside Tobacco and Brew. Also, home of the area's largest walk-in humidor. They've got a great meeting room. Just a nice bunch of people down there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, 223-1198. Go see Joe and Shelley. Well, we've been talking about a little bit of everything here on KCNR 1460, and we've got on the phone, I think you said B.C.?
B.C. Apologies to Johnny Hart.
B.C., hit me with your best shot.
That's before Christ, because I'm elderly. Listen, let's get your guys' input and take on the initiative of the California Part-Time Legislative Initiative called the Citizens Legislature Act. Are you familiar with any of the above?
Is it modeled after what they do down in Texas?
Somewhat. It's part-time legislation. It was put together by Shannon Grove, which is a assemblywoman from Bakersfield, and Ted Costa.
Met her.
Advocate.
Yeah, I met her when I did Capitol Clear Speak a couple of years ago. A savvy lady.
Yeah, and this is a really a good, interesting thing. It's amazing that there's not that much. And you know, I picked up on it the first time I saw it was the Tea Party had it there to sign to get it on the ballot. But it's interesting. I don't think people understand, I surely didn't, that there's only four states left with full-time legislatures.
I think that, and I think that it was, the great comedian from the 1940s, Will Rogers, who said that no one's life or property are safe or while the legislature is in session. And he
Absolutely.
Said, that was in the 30s, I guess he said that.
Yeah, and we were, California was, they was part-time up until 1966, so. We found that out, so you might research a little bit here. Anyhow, everybody ought to just log on to this thing and take a peek-see at it. They did model it somewhat after Texas, meeting twice a year here in non-legislative and legislatures of even odd years. But it limits a ton. It would save hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, not only that. I mean, I have some people in politics who I do have a great deal of respect for, and then there's some I have to scratch my head because just because you got to, you know, they feel like they have to bring up bill after bill after bill just to justify their own existence, and some of these laws are just, what are you thinking about? We don't need more laws. How about enforcing the ones we've got? So, yeah, BC, I think you're dead on. Part-time legislature, let's limit the damage they can do to us.
Well, they need the people out here in radio land. All the pilgrims need to find that thing and sign it because they need. I think that last I heard, they was up to about. They need another 300,000 or something out of the 805,000.
Do you know? Okay, where should somebody contact their local Tea Party or what if they want to find out more about this petition?
They can go on the computer. They can pick it up through this and run it down. If they just run down for the California part-time legislative initiative, or go to the People's Advocate. I'm going to bring my fax is all screwed up here. I was going to, and I didn't know how to email it to you guys, but I'm going to bring a copy by and drop it off.
That'd be great. I think that'd be a great topic. Do we really need a full-time legislature? Do we need them down there drawing per diem? Of course, and I think that the initiative process in California gets overused and abused, but I think that this time I see a definite need for it to maybe put some reins on these guys.
Well, Texas is a pretty good example, and I mean
they're still in business,
quite as big as we are, but they're doing fairly well at that. And the salary, they set legislature salary, this one, at $1,500 per month, and limits on employment during and after the terms in office, which would be I don't think people out there understand just how big of a gravy train these legislatures have down there. Some of them get $138,000, and then they're not limited to what they can give their staff.
Plus, they're drawing that per diem, which doesn't figure into the base salary.
$141 a day and tax-free. Most people could live rather fine with $141 a day with tax-free.
Where do I sign up?
And you get a car, and you get travel expense, and you get a lot. And then they slide things around, like if they have a quorum in Sacramento, they can all get the $141. So how the rats go to work, if the people that live there local, they drive by and sign in, so they have a quorum, and then that means everybody in the state gets $141.
All righty. Well,
you know how to jig the system. Anyhow, everybody should go peek at this. I think this is one of the most important initiatives I've ever seen for save our state, I would put it like that.
Absolutely. Hey, BC, thanks for the call. Excellent information there. Let's go ahead and take a break. We do have a call on the line, and I'm going to ask
Can we sneak Brian in quick?
Okay. Hear that cracking sound? That's my arm being twisted behind my back. Hey, Brian, what's happening? You're on KCNR 1460.
We have got to find somebody. I don't care if we have to hire an attorney, but we've got to start putting some stuff on the ballot. I don't know what we got to do to motivate people, but we've really got to set up our own ballots and put some stuff on there, and we got to take charge, put some term limits on some people. And you're right, these guys get paid too much for doing nothing. I'm going to start recalling some people. In fact, Governor Brown needs to be recalled. We've done a recall once before. We can do it again. So I think we need to start pushing some buttons.
I hear very often, let's throw all the rascals out. The trouble is you end up getting basically a new set of rascals, I'm not sure what the solution is for that.
I think what we got to do is keep throwing them out until they get the message. We're already in debt, and we've already shut down everything. I mean, what's the sense now? I mean, we might as well just start throwing people out until somebody finally gets the point that, you know what, the people are not going to put up with this anymore. But anyway, if Texas can do it, why can't we?
I'm absolutely in agreement with you. The most dangerous words in the English language, there ought to be a law.
Well, and we have free speech and we have free will right now. If we don't start using it now, it's going to be gone here in the next. Our children aren't going to have any freedom to say anything.
Well, not without fear of a lawsuit, I'm telling you. And as Bob Martin pointed out, they may not be able to legislate Open Talk Radio out of business, but they can sure lawsuit them into a dark corner. Hey,
we don't have to worry about just the radio. We need to get people motivated. Maybe there's an attorney out there that might be able to take on a case, and we can file a lawsuit and force some of this legislation through that we want through, not what they want to do in closed doors.
You got in all the wingnut interest groups. Hey, Brian, we're behind the power curve here, so we want to thank you for your call and being part of our KCNR family here.
You bet it.
All right,
Take care.
A lot. And at 7:53, let's go ahead and take a break. Your calls, comments, the phones are hopping. We love it. KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. We'll be back.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah, they brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same-day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome. Welcome back. KCNR 1460. Is my headphones down? Okay, there we go. That's a little bit. I can hear myself. I can hear. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda taking a day off. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at R&B Sharpening. Been in business in the same location since 1985. Started as a small home type business. You hearing that, Obama? Small home business. That's what makes the country run. Well, they are not big monster companies, small businesses giving good service, and that's what you're going to find down there at R&B Sharpening. If it's got an edge and needs to be sharpened, you're going to be able to get it taken care of at R&B. Bob, what's the weather before we take our call here?
Weather, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Bob, we're seeing partly sunny skies over Reading, a high near 73 today. Look for the showers to move in late tonight and stay for a couple of days. 80% chance of rain tomorrow, possibly a thunderstorm with hail in the middle of the day, but we're looking forward to a dry, mostly sunny weekend. Low of 56 tonight at a high near 68 tomorrow. Currently 59 degrees under cloudy skies in downtown Reading.
Go to the phones. And Gary Cadd, I know you're a very vociferous individual, but you got less than 3 minutes. What's happening at the Board of Supervisors, Gary?
Well, the Board of Supervisors. Good morning, Bob and Bob. Good to hear you guys.
Well, thank you.
The Board of Supervisors will have an issue on their agenda this morning. It's going to be issue R6. It concerns the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Planning Group.
That's a mouthful.
Oh, boy, it is. It seems that the Board of Supervisors are trying to go back and correct a mistake they have made.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, what it is you have to have a memorandum of understanding to join this this regional water group. And they did exactly that, acting as the water agency back in April 27th of 2010. But they've been interacting with this group ever since. So what they're doing today is, as the Board of Supervisors, they're going back and ratifying five different issues that were taken up within the last year and a half, most of them back in 10. Now, this Integrated Water Management Group is in the process of putting together some goals and objectives that are going to force anybody that wants to have a grant to accept a state money grant, and there's a ton, I mean billions of dollars floating around out there that the state legislature and some propositions have got floating around. We're talking $20-30 billion that can lock these grants into climate change, data management for greenhouse gas, keeping greenhouse gas levels. And what is really bothersome to me is, number one, we asked, a bunch of us have been going to these meetings down in Willows for this integrated group, and we asked for the MOUs. Well, when we got all that, there's
hey,
five
hey, Gary,
of them.
We are flat out against the clock, but if people want to find out more about this topic, should they supervisor meeting this morning? We're
supervisor
down to 30
meeting
seconds.
This morning, it's R6, and it involves the Redding Area Water Council. All you folks at Redding Area Water Council should be there because you're involved in what they're doing today. Thanks
right.
much, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Gary. And that's we'll be back right after the top of the hour. Lucky Jess Ronnie just walked in. He'll be our guest during our second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460.
The home of Free Fire Radio. KCNR Shasta Redding.
I knew somebody had to say that.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He says we vote with our wallets.
The election's going to be a referendum on the president's economic policies.
House Speaker John Boehner hopes that helps the Republicans win the White House, and
there's a 2-in-3 chance that we win control of the House again.
So Boehner gives the Democrats a 1-in-3 shot of taking the House back, erasing the Tea Party back 2010 surge. Now Republicans are voting in 5 more primaries today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, Dave, Mitt Romney expected to get much closer to sewing up the Republican nomination with expected wins in New York, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich is hinting he might be done, talking about reassessing his campaign if he doesn't win or finish a strong second in Delaware, where he has campaigned hard. And as for the Obama campaign, the president will go over the top tonight with enough delegates to clinch the Democratic nomination. Dave?
Rich, the president's going to North Carolina, where he'll push to block an increase this summer in student loan rates. This after he honored the Teacher of the Year.
These are the kind of teachers who change lives forever.
This year's award goes to Rebecca Milwaukee, who teaches 7th grade English in Burbank, California. Is Roger Clemens a lying steroid user? His defense is trying to convince a jury he's not. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern heard opening statements in court this morning, now live in Washington.
The legendary pitcher did nothing more than try to clear his name. That's what Roger Clemens' attorney is telling a jury here in Washington, describing the 7-time Cy Young Award winner as a hard worker. Defense witnesses will include a former college coach of Clemens and high school teammates. Clemens is facing 6 counts of lying to Congress during a 2008 investigation into steroid use in sports. The defense team could also challenge the legitimacy of that hearing. Dave.
Jared, new home sales dropped 7% last month, the biggest drop in more than a year, as median prices fell. Another report showed home prices went down again in February in 16 of the 20 major cities tracked. But on Wall Street, there is a rebound going on. The Dow up 117 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-888-535-3844. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3844. 1-888-535-3844. That's 1-888-535-3844. 1-888-535-3844.
Arizona's controversial law cracking down on illegal immigrants, partially blocked by the Obama administration, goes to the Supreme Court tomorrow. Today's the subject of a Senate hearing.
I have attended the funerals of citizens and law enforcement officers murdered by illegal aliens. I have a son, deputy sheriff, was critically wounded in the line of duty in a gun battle with the illegal aliens while serving a warrant.
Republican Russell Pierce is the former Arizona state senator who co-wrote the law. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer argues that both Arizona and Alabama, which had a similar immigration crackdown, are suffering financially.
The convention and tourism industries lost as much as $140 million. Moreover, the agriculture industry has seen much of their crops destroyed due to a lack of labor.
The Army private accused of engineering the biggest leak of government secrets in history at WikiLeaks is asking that a military judge dismiss the charges. Private Bradley Manning could be facing court-martial in Maryland. Former two-time presidential candidate John Edwards back in court today, the Democrat charged with violating campaign finance laws to cover up an affair.
More testimony expected today from Andrew Young, Edwards' former speechwriter. He is the prosecutor's star witness in their case against the former senator, who they claim spent $1 million in campaign donations to hide Mistress Riel Hunter. And the judge put some restrictions on lawyers with regard to Young. Apparently, he had been contacting witnesses, asking about their stories. He also had an affair with a witness, too, but they can't mention it. In Greensboro, North Carolina, Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
A dog ended a wild police chase in California yesterday, right after a credit union was robbed. The suspect drove his van through the Los Angeles suburbs, slowing down just enough to pick up his girlfriend. Then the van stopped, and she got out and surrendered. But he wouldn't. So the cop sent in a dog, which was still biting the guys. He jumped out of the van with cash spilling out. He was hospitalized with bite wounds. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back for Hour 2 of Free Fire Radio with Bob Blongi, Bob Martin at the controls, and our guest this morning is going to be, for this hour, will be Lucky Just Ronnie, and we're going to ask him all kinds of things, including where the name Lucky came from, among other things. Also, if you have calls about generalized legal questions, obviously you can't give legal advice on the air, but can certainly point you in the right direction. We'll take those calls as well. And we can talk about a couple of big topics, local and as well as national. And, of course, calls are always welcome at 605-4567. And before the top of the hour, we were talking with Gary Catt about the Board of Supervisors. And that's one thing that in this business I keep trying to steer people back to. Yes, it is very good to talk about the national issues, but we need to remember to save a little bit of attention, a little bit of our attention span for local issues, because the school board, the water board, these various agencies of elected and sometimes not elected officials have a lot more control over your life than the people back in Washington, D.C., and we need to be mindful of that. So participate in your local political process. Go to your council meetings. And I know that sometimes that's kind of a burden because we live such very, very busy lives. But people like Gary Catt, whether you agree with him or not, he's in there. He's part of the process. And we urge you to don't let the council belittle you for showing up and saying that you're just there to make trouble, let them go on about their business, because pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Be part of the process. Hold their feet to the fire and say, you know, what we think you're doing is not in the best interest of the community, and we're getting upset with it, and let them know that they're on notice, that they're going to get voted out if they don't start following the will of the people. Now, which, when I hear that phrase, though, the will of the people, you know, which people? Pick your group.
That's right up there with hope and change.
Exactly. But speaking of hope, let's hope that things in the markets are going well, and we're going to check in with our we have our Wells Fargo advisor on the line, Susan Eastman. Susan, how you doing, and how's the market doing?
Good morning, Bob and Bob. Well, the markets are mixed right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 105 points at 13,032. The S&P 500 is positive 6 points at 1373. The NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points at 2967. Active stocks today, Bank of America is up 2 cents at $8.20 per share. AT&T up $1.28, trading at $31.89. And taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's down 75 cents at 58.78. Costco's positive 32 cents, trading at 86.96 per share. Best Buy down 14 cents at 21.61. Over in the bond department, the 30-year bond yield is 3.11%, and the 10-year treasury note is 1.96. For commodities, gold is at $13 at $1,645 per ounce. Silver's positive 43 cents at 31. Crude oil trading higher, also up 71 cents at $103 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. Of course, that Wells Fargo Market Minute comes through at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. Going to take a break, but before that, Bob, what is the weather?
Thank you, Bob. We have partly sunny skies forecast for Reading with a high near 73 today. Then a 20% chance of showers moving in very late tonight and staying for a couple of days. A chance of rain put at 80% on Wednesday and Wednesday night, 70% on Thursday. Showers ending Thursday night in time for a dry weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll see, again, a high of 73 today, only 68 tomorrow, and 62 on Thursday with overnight lows in the 50s. And that's a look at the weather, brought to you, as always, by Anselmo Vineyards.
I'm going to go ahead and take our first break for the 8 o'clock hour here. Lucky Jesrani, the Doogie Howser of the local legal profession, is in our studios today. He's going to be talking legalese and also some local events that he's involved with. He's a busy kind of guy. We'll be talking to him and taking your calls and comments right here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino. Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Saturday, May 5th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., enjoy a delicious Mexican dinner buffet and elements for only $7.77. Buffet includes chicken and beef fajitas, cheese enchiladas, build your own nachos and tostadas, plus all the condiments. Receive $5 free slot play, drink specials and party favors too. Grab a bite and check out the kickin' DJ and overtime sports bar and lounge. DJ starts at 9 p.m. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio at 8:13. This portion of the program brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. They are seeing patients now with TRICARE military insurance. They'll collect the beneficiary copay, cost share, deductible. TRICARE will be billed for services by Hilltop Medical Clinic. They've got two locations in Reading, 1093 Hilltop Drive and at 2123 Eureka Way. HilltopMedicalClinic.com for more information. And glad to have him on board as part of our KCNR family. And speaking of our family here, one of our favorites, Lucky Jezrani, local attorney, local highly involved business person. And Lucky, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob.
Once again, I'm doing fine. Now, okay, right off the top, curiosity gets the best of me. Lucky, where'd that come from?
Well, Lucky, the name started up back when I was in preschool. My family moved up here from the Bay Area to Red Bluff, and we were the first East Indian family of ethnicity to move to the Red Bluff area.
Okay.
So growing up in Red Bluff, my legal name of Anand wasn't the most easiest for the preschool kids to say in school. So the preschool teacher, realizing that, seeing that the kids couldn't say my name, seeing me being teased a little bit, thought, okay, you know, let's call him another name. And she thought Lucky was a cute name for a little kid. And Red Bluff being as it is, small town, not many schools.
Yeah.
The name started, the name stuck, and it went through preschool, elementary school, junior high school. And because it stuck around for so long, I just went with it.
It's got a nice ring to it. And, of course, you always want somebody who's skilled and lucky in your line of business. How'd you get into law anyway?
Well, you know, I always enjoyed it. It triggered really for me through my dad, who always enjoyed watching some of the legal shows. It wasn't something that I just kind of fell into.
You owe this to Judge Wapner?
Not so much like that, but it triggered the interest growing up as a kid. So it wasn't that I had something horrible happen to me where I needed, I had great insight of wanting to be a lawyer. It was just a trigger of interest, and as I grew older, I more matured into what I enjoyed about the law and got more and more into it. Through high school, I did some internships at some of the local law firms in Red Bluff, and going through college, I took more legal-oriented courses.
You have to have kind of a thick skin to be a successful, or at least a survivable lawyer.
You have to have thick skin. You have to be able to roll with the punches. A lot of stuff doesn't go exactly as to plan. Clients don't always tell you all the information that you want to know or need to know. Takes a lot of investigation, a lot of patience, absolutely, and a lot of time on the phone. A lot of people think we spend most of the time in our courtroom. I spend more of my time on the phone than anything else, talking with clients, talking to opposing counsel. It's a lot of emailing. It's a lot of phone calling.
And a lot of research. Do you have a staff to help you with that, or do you do most of your own?
I do much of my own. I do have some support staff that I do use on when I need it, if I'm going into trial. My firm is new. I've been practicing for about 7 years now, but about a year ago, I left my the practice I was at to start my own.
When are you going to get it right?
The firm I was at to start up my own firm, and with any startup, you want to limit the overhead cost.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping the overhead low, I try to take care of most of the work myself, which has been a process since I've been used to having an assistant and a full support staff. And doing most of the work myself is it's been helpful in the sense that I get to learn how I want it done for the future when I do hire somebody. I'm in the process of probably hiring someone, though.
Well, of course, the fact that you chose to do your business in the state with the highest per capita of lawyers in the world, or is it the world? It's in the top
California. Well, with the population of California, we do have many lawyers. The legal system, the way it is in California, it is a litigious state, but there are, I believe, a bit too many lawyers in the state, and I think that's a product of probably too many law schools. Maybe too high of an admission rate, but I think that's starting to balance itself out.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about people make a lot of noise about, especially on the conservative side of the equation, make noises about tort reform. And I'm of the opinion that there is something haywire with the system, because I have seen small companies that don't have the resources to defend themselves just brought to their knees. But
unfortunately, the solutions turn out to be worse than the original problem.
Well, it's a difficult balance. What happens with the tort reform, and I understand that people do need it. I don't handle those type of cases typically. I'm a real estate contract and corporate litigation attorney, as well as a bankruptcy attorney, so I don't encounter too much of the personal injury, medical malpractice type cases.
You're not an ambulance chaser. Good.
No. But the problem with, I understand both sides of the equation. The ability to do tort reform and the ability to have tort reform is important to protect the businesses that are out there, especially the small businesses. However, tort reform could impact the others of the small individuals or the individuals who do not have sufficient funds to hire an attorney. The standard contingency fee is one-third for an attorney, and some tort reform advocates are promoting that that amount should be lessened drastically. The downside to that, or as Carl sometimes always talks about, the unintended consequences, is if you lower the ability of the attorney to make revenue for him or herself, then an attorney may be less likely to take on certain cases. And those who cannot afford counsel are not going to be having the most ability to get talented attorneys to handle their cases to go up against large corporations, whether those be class action lawsuits or just simple medical malpractice cases. If the attorney's not making the revenue, then they're not going to continue doing that type of work. It's a difficult balance. It's a difficult decision, and it's important to consider the consequences of any action that are taken.
Our guest this morning, Lucky Jess Ronnie, local attorney. He's also very active in our local community events through the 2030 Club. And we'll be continuing our conversation with him. You want to join in, 605-4567. Quick mention here, stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew at Crown Motors. They're your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. They serve Reading and the surrounding areas. Crown Motors, carrying a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and strive to succeed in great customer service and satisfaction. A proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, which continues right after this.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today.
North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Oh, yeah. Great tune, John Mellencamp. I remember playing that on vinyl back in the day. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The analog edition.
Indeed. This portion of the program brought to you by Nathan's Tattoos. This month, our friends at Nathan's Anthem's giving away a $300 tattoo to a lucky listener. And that's right, $300 worth of tattoo. Nathan's professional piercers and tattoo artists here for you, there for you 7 days a week. They're at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. They're now offering permanent cosmetics. Give them a call or stop by if you want to consult on that. In the studio right now, local attorney Lucky Jezrani, who also happens to be with the local Active 2030 Club, which that organization was real big back in the 1950s and 60s, and then it kind of faded for a while, and now it's back stronger than ever.
Became the 60-70 Club?
Yeah, something like that. But Lucky, you guys are involved in a lot of community stuff, aren't you?
Yes, we are, and we've got a big event coming up this weekend. It's called the Big Race. It's going to be over at the Kids Kingdom Enterprise Park starting this Saturday at 10 o'clock. It's an event that we've been working on about the last 4 years, every year, part of the Week of the Young Child. The way it works is kids put together a cardboard box that they've pre-made during this week or the prior weeks, and what they do with those cardboard boxes is they turn them into cardboard cars.
Hey.
That they strap around their shoulders, and we built a nice little track out at Kids Kingdom for them to run around and race. It's ages 2 to 8. We do nice little heats for them. Everybody wins. We don't try to make it a big competitive thing. It's just out there having fun and showing off their creativity with the cardboard box. It's a fun event.
And
for
it gets
kids.
Them moving. They're out. They have to put down the remote and the game controller and get their little legs in motion. What a great idea.
It's a lot of fun. It does promote healthy lifestyles, especially with all those kids between 2 to 8. And
get them in the habit, yeah.
Yeah, and the best part about it is we really do treat it as like a racing event. We do 2 laps around the track. After lap one, we do a pit stop. So with a pit stop, the
kids...
Get
a little water in them?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We treat the water as them getting refueled. We make sure they all bring a second pair of shoes, so they change their shoes as changing their tires. And we also have free sunglasses for all the kids, so we wipe those down like we're wiping down windshield wipers. It gets pretty funny with the 2-year-olds who are just, you know, somewhat learning to walk, can barely run. They crash out a little bit, but no one gets hurt too bad, so they all have fun.
You know, we keep hearing about that, you know, business in this town, down in the dumps, there's no future for Reading unless we build this, that, or the other thing, but you're seeing a different perspective on local business, aren't you?
I think so. I think things are starting to uptick a little bit. In my practice, I'm helping a lot of new startups with new corporations. Some of them are doing incredibly successful, and others are moving along nicely, just steadily. So businesses are doing well, I believe.
So you kind of cover a fairly broad spectrum, although you don't do the ambulance chasing stuff. You do small claims, you said, and you do some business law.
Well, with the small claims, I usually help other individuals out. In small claims court, you can't go in with an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It's
so
more
you consult.
I consult and help with the preparation of the forms. So to ensure that what they're seeking is actually being properly sought, so the case doesn't get dismissed or that they don't lose.
And, I mean, you can actually, yeah, I mean, it's been said, you can sue a ham sandwich, but the whole question, so if somebody says, my neighbor is doing such and such, do I have it? You know, my neighbor's dog is on my lawn constantly and won't stop, and animal control won't do a thing. Can I take him to court? Is that?
And for actions like that, that's called injunctive relief. And there is an ability to do, stop that type of action. Often those types of those types of things to take to court aren't the most economical to use an attorney, but it can be beneficial should it be a major problem. As for small claims lawsuits, as we were kind of just briefly discussing, small claims lawsuits are becoming a major and bigger deal all the time now. The courts, in fact, as of the first of this year, in January of 2012, increased the maximum amount from $7,500 to $10,000 of what can be brought into a small claims lawsuit. The reason for that was primarily that they don't want too many cases clogging up the normal civil calendar. And if cases can be brought into the small claims court, they're more quickly resolved between 40 to 80 days, and they don't have to be heard by the regular judges. They're usually heard by commissioners or judge pro tems, which are attorneys who volunteer their time to act as judges.
And I guess your advice for somebody would be is to go in with some prep, because I have heard horror stories about somebody going into a small claims court and trying to tell their life story instead of getting to the point. So you would kind of help somebody kind of focus what it is that they need to say to make their case, right?
Right. The small claims is just like filing any sort of other lawsuit. You still have to prove your case. The statute of limitations issues still apply. You have to be able to still prove the very same elements that you would prove had you hired a lawyer and took your case to a normal civil case.
Okay. Before we take the break, one more thing. You seeing an uptick in bankruptcy actions?
Somewhat. It's always up and down. It depends on the time of the month and the time of the year. Towards the beginning of the month, when many have their bills due, I get a lot more calls about people curious about filing for bankruptcy.
Now, it's not as easy as it used to be. It's not the cure-all. But if you're really up, and I've had people say, you know, oh, man, once you file bankruptcy, you're dead meat. You're never going to be able to so much as get a gas card again. Is that the case?
Not at all. Not at all. That's not the case at all. Your credit score obviously does go down when you do file for bankruptcy, but it's not the...
Not an economic death.
Absolutely not.
And for some people, there's just, especially if it's medical bills, things like that, there's no shame here, right?
There's never a shame in filing for bankruptcy.
Article, though, I was reading about debtors' prisons making a comeback. I want to talk about that when we come back from the break.
Sure thing.
All right, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
More straight ahead after this update from Fox.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Voters in five Eastern primaries today are expected to move Mitt Romney closer to the Republican presidential nomination. Discussion has moved on to such matters as Romney's running mate.
Governor Romney has now begun a formal process. He's asked some people to do that process for him, and I think we should all respect that.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio with Sean Hannity last night on Fox, refusing to comment on the many reports that he is the favorite to be Romney's choice for vice president.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. News Corporation executive James Murdoch tells a British inquiry that subordinates at a tabloid assured him phone hacking was in the past.
I don't think that, short of knowing that they weren't giving me the full picture, I would have been able to know that at the time.
Murdoch speaking under oath. His father, Rupert Murdoch, will appear before the inquiry tomorrow.
Simon Owen in our London bureau. News Corp is the parent company of Fox News Radio. Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes.
lost in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, 3251 East Street in Anderson. And great folks down there. They are proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. Also by our good friends at Cypress Square Barber Shop. It's where I go to get my haircut. It's where Bob Martin would go to get his haircut if he had, in fact, lots more of it. But do they trim around the spot there?
I'm not sure this is the place to discuss this, but actually my wife cuts my hair.
Really? Okay. Really. Well, that's good. That's a money-saving deal. But if you ever want to be able to view the magazines, watch some good stuff on TV that isn't all wussified, the folks down there at and I get to hear from Linda on that one. The folks down there at Cypress Square Barbershop are the ones to go see. For man's last stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop, and we're very glad to have them here.
They have animal heads on the walls.
Yes, yes, including some creatures not heretofore observed out in nature.
Modern Detective Magazine.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, our guest this morning, of course, Lucky Jesrani, a local attorney and a man about town and something of a philosopher, and I was just showing Lucky an article about an alarming number of states are allowing people to be hauled off in handcuffs and stuck behind bars. Now, help me out here. We can't keep the bad guys behind bars, but we can threaten people who've run into a bit of trouble with jail time because they aren't able to necessarily pay off their bills. What the heck is up with that?
Well, you know, it's a little bit more complicated than the heading of the article is making it to be. Debtors' prisons were pretty much abolished several years ago and quite a while ago. The reason that some of these people are ending up in prison is they're in violation of a court order or in contempt of court. They're refusing to comply with court demands while they have failed to pay their debts. A lawsuit may have commenced. They failed to go to court. Which is, does happen if you don't file an answer when a lawsuit's filed against you, a judgment's taken. That's not going to send you to jail. What could send you to jail is if the court or a judge orders you to appear before the court for a debtor's exam or for any other reason. And if you fail to appear, you are violating.
That's a separate violation.
But it's all encompassing of your debt. And I think some of these creditors are now getting more aggressive, and people are seeing it as they're going to a debtor's prison. But what it really is that they're in violation of court orders.
But we can't keep the guys who are being released from prison on realignment, showing up at somebody's house to break in and then threatening the residents with a broken beer bottle. We can't keep those guys behind bars, but we can threaten people who have run into a bit of bad luck. And that just, I'm puzzled.
Well, and that's true. You get people out there committing crimes and other violations, and people see it as they're ending up in jail for not paying a debt. but I think what's going on is, and I don't think they're being kept in jail. I think they're being kept just as long as some of the other criminals out there who are committing some major crimes. But what's happening is they're getting booked, released. However, it is a violation of a court order, and violating a judge's demand or an order is a pretty serious act. It may not seem as serious, and it really isn't as serious as stabbing somebody or robbing somebody
with a deadly weapon.
Sure, but a judge has made a specific order, demanded that you appear at before his court, and by refusing to do that, it's a slap in the face to the judge.
Hmm. And they don't care for that. Now, did you give any thought to going into criminal law? Or?
Not really. While in law school, I did do some internships at the district attorney's office, and that was an interesting insight because as a second-year law student, you're allowed to assist in the prosecution of certain misdemeanors, appear at court, of course, supervised since you don't have your bar card yet. And it was a different experience seeing some of these, seeing the process, just how quickly it moves of the misdemeanor cases that get pled out. And we would just handle the preliminary parts of the case.
Hmm.
So criminal law is just its own species. It's its own thing. It's almost where you can't do both. There's not much crossover. There's not much relation. There's not much of the same procedural rules. So to be that broad-based is too difficult.
If you've got a legal question, now we can't give direct legal advice, but he can certainly point you in the right direction. You got a question for Lucky Just Ronnie, 605-4567. We're going to take this break early because when we come back, cases that have national significance, including one that's going before the Supreme Court, we're going to talk about that and whatever you care to bring up on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Have you been waiting to sell your unwanted gold, silver, and platinum jewelry? Don't put it in the mail. Just go to the mall. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold, locally owned and operated in the Mount Shasta Mall. Broken or damaged jewelry just sitting in your jewelry box? Cost too high to fix or repair? Bring it to us today. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold will pay you top dollar. Cash is paid on the spot. Get an additional 10% cash bonus. Just say KCNR sent you. Everyone claims to pay top dollar. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold guarantees it. Come see us today in the Mount Shasta Mall next to Devon's. Ready.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope. Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is going to take good care of your windshield, whether you've got a ding up to a size of a quarter or a crack up to 24 inches long. He's going to make it look like new because he takes care of it right there in his climate-controlled facility. This is not a roadside thing. This is a very nice setup. Jeff has done a lot of studying on the restoration of a windshield, and I've never seen a windshield come out and go back in that it didn't, you know, that there wasn't a problem. And your windshield, a very integral part of your car's protective barrier, that bubble around you that keeps your melon from getting squashed if things go sideways. So Redding Crackmaster, check them out. They are right here in Redding at 3208 South Marcus Street, 241-8373. Lucky just and weather before we get back to Lucky here.
Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, as always. Bob, we're seeing partly sunny skies over Redding with a high forecast to be 73 degrees today. Look forward to be cooler, noticeably so, the next couple of days before things warm up just in time for the weekend. We'll see highs of 68 on Wednesday, 62 on Thursday, and then 72 on Friday. A chance of a thunderstorm in the middle of the day tomorrow, maybe even some hail. A chance of just rain put at 80% tomorrow and 70% on Thursday. So some more wet weather ahead. Right now we have 59 degrees still under overcast skies in downtown Redding.
And thank you very much. Lucky Just Ronnie is tapping away on the chat room. Lucky, what are you talking about?
By the way, here? I love how he promotes himself in the chat room. When he signed in, he puts his phone number next to his name.
Your bill will be in the mail.
Well, of course, in case people want to call my private line rather than call in here and have other people hear their legal question or issue, I always want to make sure that I'm available at my private line as well.
All righty. Case of national, unless there's some in the chat room you want to share with the class there, case of national import that you were talking about, big case coming up before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and it's going to be the last case of their term. That's going to be heard tomorrow. The arguments are being presented tomorrow morning, I believe, and it's the Arizona immigration case relating to the immigration law that the state of Arizona started up for essentially protecting their own borders. It's an issue of state law versus federal law. It's incredibly complex. It's uncertain how it's really going to go. Justice Kagan has already recused herself from that case, so it's going to be a eight-justice panel.
What happens if it's a split decision, 4-4?
If it's a 4-4, then there's no change. But I don't think it's going to be a split decision. I think there's going to be different opinions and different analysis from multiple sides. So,
what do you feel that they're going to go state side or federal side?
You know, I just can't predict it. It's going to come down to what Justice Kennedy thinks, and I am not sure. I think it's probably going to lean more towards just the federal preemption of the state law of Arizona. Although the Ninth Circuit is the most overturned court of the appeals court.
For good reason.
I'm not sure how this is going to go. I think they're not going to be as strong as the Ninth Circuit case, but I think it'll be upheld. But that's not going to be the final decision. The case still needs to go on its merits. It's just a procedural issue regarding federal preemption.
Yeah. there are people who say, okay, look at, what is it, 10th Amendment? What I'm terrible on constitutional law. The one that says that if it's not specifically enumerated in the Constitution, the feds need to stay the heck out of
That's
it.
That's the 10th Amendment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct. This is coming down to a federal law and relating to the borders and the police powers of the federal government and what the states are able to do and whether the states are overstepping the boundaries for federal border rights.
Hey, we got a call coming in.
This is Angela from the DA's office.
I'm
not sure if she has anything directly for Lucky, but she did have an announcement she wanted to pass along.
Angela, how's it going?
Oh, hang on. I got to do one thing here.
Push the button. Angela, how are you doing? Welcome to KCNR 1460.
I am great. Thank you. Good morning.
How can we help you?
All right, go ahead.
How can we help you?
Well, this morning, the Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council, Shasta County, is holding a tri-tip barbecue lunch. We're located at 1525 Court Street, right behind the sheriff's office. We're all set up, and we only have 200 tickets left to sell. If people want to come on down before 11, the tickets are only $10 a piece. It's all tax deductible. And after 11, it goes up to $12 at the door.
Oh, sounds yummy. Besides a tri-tip, what are they going to get?
They're going to get a tri-tip sandwich, chips, and a drink, all for $10. And it's a drive-through where they can sit and eat. The Asphalt Cowboys are out here cooking up all the tri-tip this morning. It smells really good. And it looks like it's going to be a great day to have this fundraiser for child abuse prevention.
And what exactly what's that money paying for?
Child abuse awareness in Shasta County.
Okay, so advertisements, letting people know. Resources for people that may be aware of something going on?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
If somebody is aware of something going on, there's people that they can contact, right?
Well, they want to call 241-5816 if they are aware and to talk to somebody about any kind of. But then you also always want to call the local child abuse, the hotline for child abuse.
All right, Angela. Well, thank you very much for what you guys are doing. And tri-tip lunch, once again, the location.
We are at 1525 Court Street, right behind the sheriff's office and the back parking lot. We're all set up cooking those tri-tips with the Asphalt Cowboys, and all the proceeds go to child abuse awareness.
All right, Angela, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Lucky, let's go ahead and take this break, and when we come back, we'll do some wrap-up here with our guest, Lucky Jess Ronnie, local attorney.
Sounds great.
All right, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
We don't back down here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Media. You know, normally I work the other side of the desk here, and I just want to say to our KCNR Free Fire Radio family, thank you. Thank you for helping make this station what it is. Because without you, we could sit here and talk to ourselves all day. Sometimes it feels like we're doing that, but without the listeners, the support of our listeners and advertisers, we wouldn't be doing this. And
we would have long since closed the doors.
We're very, very happy, and we love our listeners, we love our sponsors, and we love our guests. Lucky Jezrani, it's all yours. Take it away.
Well, I did get a couple questions in the private message through the chat window. One of them was really quickly whether a small claims lawsuit can be appealed, and yes, that a small claims lawsuit can, of course, be appealed. They're called de novo cases, so it's like having the cases de novo is brand new. It's like having the case reheard completely. In the appeal process, you can have an attorney with you, so it's not like the initial case of a small claims lawsuit. In addition, someone...
You have to show cause?
You can have just a straight appeal.
Okay.
But it's difficult to succeed in those, so that's why it's important to have an attorney in those cases.
How bad's the backlog for small claims? Pretty bad?
It's not too bad. They move fairly quickly, especially since Judge Pro Tem's past attorney or current attorneys usually can hear those cases as long as the parties consent to a commissioner hearing the case.
How hard is it? And in your specialty, this probably doesn't come up, but it seems that somebody who especially is in criminal law or things that involve especially family law, you've got to be able to take your own views and put them aside and go by the book. Can that be a challenge sometimes?
It can be, but that's just part of the job. So that's what I have to do. You get used to it after years of practicing it. So mm-hmm. My personal views do have to be set aside. I've got to put the goals of my client ahead of my own.
You see yourself staying with the bankruptcy stuff or just kind of broad spectrum?
The bankruptcy stuff is something I got into more in the last few years just because a lot of my clients who were business clients and corporate clients were asking me to mm-hmm. help them out with it. They wanted to stay with the representation they had. They trusted me and my guidance for their business and their corporation, and they wanted to not go to another company. So the firm I was at wanted to keep it in-house, so I've received much training on the bankruptcy matters.
Small businesses that are dealing with the absolutely Byzantine employee laws in this state. Is that something you can help people with? Because I know people in business who they look at the stuff coming out of labor board and all that, and they're just scratching their heads.
Absolutely. I can help with the employment laws as well as the litigation and issues that may arise for the employers or the employees. I also got the question in the chat window of someone asking about estate planning that they wanted to give me a call later this week.
Yeah, how do you keep the state from sucking it all up? You know?
With the probate fees and all that. And that I'm going to meet personally with that person probably, but I will try to do my next guest appearance next month, trying to talk a little bit more about the estate planning topic.
And probate, trust and things like
and
that.
And trust and how to ensure that much of that money does not just get dwindled away after a person passes away.
Because I'm seeing, as the coffers start to run low, state agencies are saying, hey, where can we get more revenue? And they go for the fast money when it seems that in these I see a lot of this the estate taxes just going astronomical on us here,
and it's looking like they're going to be going up in the next 2 years as well.
So, and there's a certain mindset that says, well, since you didn't earn it directly, you don't get to keep it. So we, the government, which knows better than you, are going to be taking it away because we know better what to do with it. That just drives me nuts.
Of course, it makes me upset too. But there's ways to limit and prevent that, and that's part of my practice as an estate planning attorney.
Last 2 minutes, what else?
Not much else. I do want to express that small claims lawsuits, like we had discussed early on in the show, are a forum that is available for parties who do want to pursue an action but may not be able to afford an attorney or go through the long process, which often can take 18 months to 2 years for a normal civil lawsuit. Also, I did want to go over the big race event that's going on this weekend. That's an event that's an absolute great event, great for the community, 100% free. It's all through volunteerism through the Active 2030 Club, which I'm the current president of. It's a great event, a lot of fun. If you have any kids, know any kids, grandkids, anything like that, age 2 to 8, work on a cardboard car with them. Check out the pictures. Just Google the big race. You'll find plenty of pictures to get some inspiration for some of the ideas out there. It's a fun event. They'll have an absolute blast at it.
Absolute. Last question here. Of all the places, yours is a highly portable profession. Of all the places you could be practicing law, why'd you choose Redding, California?
I grew up in Red Bluff. I love this area. I wanted to come back. I always knew I was going to come back, and I have no intention of going anywhere else.
All right. Well, Lucky Jesrani, thank you very much. How do we get a hold of you if we have questions or need your services?
You can always just Google Lucky Jesrani, which will take you straight to my website. Jesrani might be tough to spell, but that's J-E-S-R-A-N-I. Or you can give me a call. My office line is 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Lucky, and always a pleasure to have you on as a guest. Bob Martin, thank you for your capable button pushing there, handling my normal slot here. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Maybe.
Well, we certainly hope so.
Tune in and find out.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, and wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe and be good to each other. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Radio, Alyssa Brady. On primary day in 5 more states, more and more attention focusing on the presidential election this fall. But the House Speaker is focusing on keeping the House and opening up about the odds. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The Republicans are no lock to keep control of the House.
We've got a big challenge and we've got work to do.
House Speaker John Boehner tells Fox News he believes he has a 2-in-3 shot of keeping his current job title.
But there's a 1-in-3 chance that we could lose. And I'm being myself, frank.
And Democrats would need a net pickup of 25 seats to retake the House, but Boehner cautions some Republican incumbents are vulnerable, getting outpaced in fundraising by Democratic challengers in some districts, Lisa.
Jared, Mitt Romney plans a speech tonight in New Hampshire. President Obama just arriving in North Carolina for the first of 3 speeches, urging Congress to stop interest rates on college loans from doubling in July. Romney also urging Congress to freeze those rates. Cuts and closures planned at the U.S. Postal Service might not go according to plan.